The Story of My Experiments with Truth. By Mahatma Gandhi. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Story of My Experiments with Truth is an autobiography written by Mahatma Gandhi, covering his life from early childhood through to 1921. It was written in weekly installments and published in his journal Navjivan from 1925 to 1929. It chronicles Gandhi's life from his birth in 1869 to his release from prison in 1921. It gives an insight into his spiritual journey and his transformation from a shy, timid boy to a leader of the Indian independence movement. The book begins with Gandhi's childhood in Porbandar, Gujarat, India. He describes his family, his education, and his early experiences with religion. He talks about his struggles with his parents, who wanted him to become a lawyer, and his own desire to become a saint. He also talks about his early experiments with truth, such as his refusal to eat meat, his refusal to wear shoes, and his refusal to accept caste distinctions. He also talks about his experiences in South Africa, where he was exposed to racism and discrimination. Gandhi then goes on to discuss his involvement in the Indian independence movement. He talks about his philosophy of non-violence and his efforts to bring about social reform. He also talks about his imprisonment and his efforts to bring about Hindu-Muslim unity. He also talks about his efforts to bring about social reform in India, such as his work with the Untouchables and his efforts to improve the status of women. The book ends with Gandhi's release from prison in 1921 and his return to India. He talks about his efforts to bring about independence and his vision for a free India. He also talks about his philosophy of non-violence and his efforts to bring about social reform. The book is an inspiring account of Gandhi's life and his efforts to bring about social change. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Non-violence. Gandhi believed that non-violence was the most powerful weapon to achieve justice and freedom. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced non-violence in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that non-violence was the most powerful weapon to achieve justice and freedom. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He saw nonviolence as a way to resist oppression and injustice without resorting to violence, and he believed that it could be used to bring about positive social change. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to ensure that the oppressed would be treated with respect and dignity, and that it was the only way to ensure that the oppressor would be held accountable for their actions. Gandhi practiced nonviolence in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. He believed that nonviolence was the only way to ensure that the oppressed would be treated with respect and dignity, and that it was the only way to ensure that the oppressor would be held accountable for their actions. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to ensure that the oppressed would be treated with respect and dignity, and that it was the only way to ensure that the oppressor would be held accountable for their actions. Gandhi also argued that nonviolence was the only way to ensure that the oppressed would be treated with respect and dignity, and that it was the only way to ensure that the oppressor would be held accountable for their actions. He believed that nonviolence was the only way to ensure that the oppressed would be treated with respect and dignity, and that it was the only way to ensure that the oppressor would be held accountable for their actions. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to ensure that the oppressed would be treated with respect and dignity, and that it was the only way to ensure that the oppressor would be held accountable for their actions. Main idea number 2. Truth. Gandhi believed that truth was the foundation of all morality and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that truth was the only way to achieve real freedom and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced truth in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that truth was the foundation of all morality and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He argued that truth was the only way to achieve real freedom and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He believed that truth was the only way to create a just and equitable society, and that it was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with respect and dignity. He practiced truth in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi argued that truth was not only a moral imperative, but also a practical one. He believed that truth was the only way to create a society that was free from violence and oppression. He argued that truth was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated fairly and that justice was served. He argued that truth was the only way to create a society that was based on mutual respect and understanding. Gandhi believed that truth was the only way to create a society that was based on love and compassion. He argued that truth was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with dignity and respect. He argued that truth was the only way to create a society that was free from hatred and prejudice. He argued that truth was the only way to create a society that was based on justice and equality. Gandhi's commitment to truth was unwavering. He believed that truth was the only way to create a better world and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced truth in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. He argued that truth was the only way to create a society that was based on justice, equality, and mutual respect. Main idea number 3. Self-control. Gandhi believed that self-control was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced self-control in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that self-control was essential to living a meaningful life. He argued that it was the only way to achieve true independence and to bring about lasting peace. He practiced self-control in his own life, and he encouraged others to do the same. He believed that self-control was the key to unlocking the power of the individual, and that it was the only way to bring about lasting change in the world. Gandhi's philosophy of self-control was based on the idea that individuals should be able to control their own actions and reactions. He argued that individuals should be able to resist the temptations of the world and focus on their own goals and values. He believed that self-control was the only way to achieve true freedom and to live a meaningful life. Gandhi's philosophy of self-control was also based on the idea that individuals should be able to control their own emotions. He argued that individuals should be able to resist the urge to react in anger or fear, and instead focus on understanding the situation and responding in a constructive way. He believed that self-control was the only way to bring about lasting peace and harmony in the world. Gandhi's philosophy of self-control was a cornerstone of his teachings. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and to bring about lasting peace. He practiced self-control in his own life, and he encouraged others to do the same. He believed that self-control was the key to unlocking the power of the individual, and that it was the only way to bring about lasting change in the world. Main idea number 4. Simplicity. Gandhi believed that simplicity was the key to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced simplicity in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that simplicity was the key to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He encouraged others to adopt a simple lifestyle, free from material possessions and attachments, in order to live a life of purpose and contentment. He believed that simplicity was the only way to truly understand the world and to be in harmony with it. Gandhi practiced simplicity in his own life, living in a humble home and wearing simple clothing. He believed that by living simply, one could focus on the important things in life, such as relationships, spirituality, and service to others. He also believed that simplicity was the only way to truly understand the world and to be in harmony with it. Gandhi's philosophy of simplicity was not only about material possessions, but also about the way one thought and acted. He encouraged people to think deeply and to act with compassion and kindness. He believed that by living simply and with purpose, one could find true happiness and peace. Main idea number 5. Service. Gandhi believed that service was the highest form of morality and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced service in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that service was the highest form of morality and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He argued that service was the only way to achieve true independence and to bring about lasting peace. He practiced service in his own life, and he encouraged others to do the same. He believed that service was the only way to truly understand the needs of others and to make a positive difference in the world. Gandhi was a firm believer in the power of service. He believed that it was the only way to bring about real change and to create a better world. He argued that service was the only way to truly understand the needs of others and to make a positive difference in the world. He encouraged people to serve others selflessly and without expecting anything in return. Gandhi's philosophy of service was based on the idea that everyone should be treated with respect and dignity. He argued that service was the only way to truly understand the needs of others and to make a positive difference in the world. He believed that service was the only way to bring about real change and to create a better world. He encouraged people to serve others selflessly and without expecting anything in return. Main idea number 6. Love. Gandhi believed that love was the most powerful force in the universe and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced love in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that love was the most powerful force in the universe and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He saw love as a way to bridge the gap between people of different backgrounds and beliefs, and to create a sense of unity and harmony. He also believed that love was the only way to truly understand and appreciate the beauty of life. Gandhi practiced love in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. He believed that love was the foundation of all relationships, and that it was the only way to truly understand and appreciate the beauty of life. He also believed that love was the only way to bring about lasting peace and harmony in the world. He saw love as a way to bridge the gap between people of different backgrounds and beliefs, and to create a sense of unity and harmony. Gandhi's teachings on love have been an inspiration to many people around the world. His message of love and understanding has been a source of hope and strength for those who have faced adversity and suffering. His teachings have been a reminder that love is the only way to truly understand and appreciate the beauty of life, and to bring about lasting peace and harmony in the world. Main idea number 7. Education. Gandhi believed that education was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced education in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that education was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He saw education as the only way to achieve true independence and to bring about lasting peace. He was a firm believer in the power of education and practiced it in his own life, encouraging others to do the same. Gandhi believed that education was the foundation for a successful and fulfilling life. He saw it as a way to develop critical thinking skills, to gain knowledge, and to understand the world around us. He also believed that education was the only way to truly understand one's own identity and to be able to make informed decisions. Gandhi was a strong advocate for education and saw it as a way to empower individuals and to create a more equitable society. He believed that education was the only way to break down the barriers of inequality and to create a more just and equitable world. He saw education as the only way to bring about lasting peace and to create a better future for all. Main idea number 8. Self-reliance. Gandhi believed that self-reliance was the foundation of all progress and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced self-reliance in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that self-reliance was the foundation of all progress and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He argued that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced self-reliance in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that self-reliance was the key to unlocking one's potential and that it was the only way to truly understand oneself. He argued that it was the only way to gain control over one's life and to make meaningful decisions. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true freedom and to live a life of purpose. Gandhi argued that self-reliance was the only way to create a better world. He believed that it was the only way to bring about lasting change and to create a more equitable society. He argued that it was the only way to ensure that everyone had access to the resources they needed to live a meaningful life. Gandhi's philosophy of self-reliance was based on the idea that each individual was responsible for their own destiny. He argued that it was the only way to ensure that everyone had the opportunity to reach their full potential and to live a life of purpose. He believed that it was the only way to create a more just and equitable society. Main idea number 9. Sacrifice. Gandhi believed that sacrifice was the highest form of morality and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced sacrifice in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that sacrifice was the highest form of morality and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He saw sacrifice as a way to put others before oneself and to put the needs of the community before one's own. He believed that it was the only way to truly understand the suffering of others and to be able to empathize with them. Gandhi practiced sacrifice in his own life, often foregoing his own needs and desires in order to help others. He encouraged others to do the same, believing that it was the only way to create a better world. He believed that by sacrificing for the greater good, one could bring about positive change and create a more just and equitable society. Gandhi's philosophy of sacrifice was a cornerstone of his teachings and his life. He believed that it was the only way to truly understand the suffering of others and to be able to empathize with them. He saw it as a way to put others before oneself and to put the needs of the community before one's own. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. Main idea number 10. Courage. Gandhi believed that courage was the foundation of all progress and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced courage in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that courage was the foundation of all progress and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He argued that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He was a firm believer in the power of courage and he practiced it in his own life. He encouraged others to do the same, believing that it was the only way to make real progress. Gandhi was a firm believer in the power of courage and he encouraged others to take risks and to stand up for what they believed in. He believed that courage was the only way to make real progress and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He argued that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. Gandhi was a great example of courage in action. He was willing to take risks and to stand up for what he believed in, even when it was unpopular or dangerous. He was a leader who inspired others to take action and to fight for what they believed in. He was a firm believer in the power of courage and he practiced it in his own life. Gandhi's belief in the power of courage was a major part of his philosophy. He argued that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He encouraged others to take risks and to stand up for what they believed in, believing that it was the only way to make real progress. Main idea number 11. Humility. Gandhi believed that humility was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced humility in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that humility was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He saw humility as a way to break down the barriers between people and to foster understanding and respect. He believed that humility was the foundation of a life of service and that it was the only way to truly understand the needs of others. Gandhi practiced humility in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. He believed that humility was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He saw humility as a way to break down the barriers between people and to foster understanding and respect. He believed that humility was the foundation of a life of service and that it was the only way to truly understand the needs of others. Gandhi's teachings on humility have been an inspiration to many. He believed that humility was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He saw humility as a way to break down the barriers between people and to foster understanding and respect. He believed that humility was the foundation of a life of service and that it was the only way to truly understand the needs of others. Main idea number 12. Self-discipline. Gandhi believed that self-discipline was the foundation of all morality and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced self-discipline in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that self-discipline was the foundation of all morality and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He argued that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced self-discipline in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that self-discipline was the key to unlocking one's potential and that it was the only way to achieve true freedom. He argued that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace and that it was the only way to live a meaningful life. He practiced self-discipline in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi argued that self-discipline was the only way to achieve true happiness and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He believed that it was the only way to live a meaningful life and that it was the only way to achieve true independence. He practiced self-discipline in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Main idea number 13. Compassion. Gandhi believed that compassion was the most powerful force in the universe and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced compassion in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that compassion was the most powerful force in the universe and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He argued that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He believed that compassion was the foundation of all morality and that it was the only way to truly understand and appreciate the world around us. Gandhi practiced compassion in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. He believed that it was the only way to truly understand and appreciate the world around us. He argued that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He believed that compassion was the foundation of all morality and that it was the only way to truly understand and appreciate the world around us. Gandhi's teachings on compassion were not only philosophical, but practical. He encouraged people to practice compassion in their everyday lives, to be kind to others, and to show understanding and empathy. He argued that it was the only way to truly understand and appreciate the world around us. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. Main idea number 14. Non-attachment. Gandhi believed that non-attachment was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced non-attachment in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that non-attachment was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced non-attachment in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only way to truly be free from the material world and its attachments. He believed that it was the only way to be truly independent and to be able to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs. He argued that non-attachment was the only way to be truly content and to be able to live a life of purpose and meaning. Gandhi argued that non-attachment was the only main idea. Number 15. Self-improvement. Gandhi believed that self-improvement was the foundation of all progress and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced self-improvement in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that self-improvement was the foundation of all progress and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He argued that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He believed that by improving oneself, one could improve the world around them. He practiced self-improvement in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that self-improvement was a process of continual growth and learning. He argued that it was important to be open to new ideas and to challenge one's own beliefs and assumptions. He encouraged people to be honest with themselves and to strive to be the best version of themselves. He believed that by doing this, one could become a better person and a better citizen. Gandhi also believed that self-improvement was a way to bring about social change. He argued that by improving oneself, one could also improve the world around them. He believed that by becoming a better person, one could help to create a better society. He encouraged people to strive for excellence and to use their talents and abilities to make the world a better place. Main idea number 16. Perseverance. Gandhi believed that perseverance was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced perseverance in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that perseverance was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced perseverance in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi saw perseverance as a way to overcome obstacles and to stay focused on one's goals. He believed that it was the only way to achieve success and to make a lasting impact on the world. He also believed that it was the only way to truly understand oneself and to find inner peace. Gandhi's philosophy of perseverance was based on his own experiences and his own struggles. He believed that it was the only way to truly understand the world and to make a difference in it. He encouraged others to practice perseverance in their own lives and to never give up on their dreams. Main idea number 17. Tolerance. Gandhi believed that tolerance was the foundation of all morality and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced tolerance in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that tolerance was the foundation of all morality and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He argued that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He believed that tolerance was the key to understanding and respecting the beliefs and values of others, even if they were different from one's own. He practiced tolerance in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi argued that tolerance was not just a passive acceptance of differences, but an active effort to understand and appreciate them. He believed that it was important to recognize the value of diversity and to strive to create a society where everyone was respected and accepted. He argued that tolerance was the only way to create a peaceful and harmonious society, and that it was essential to creating a just and equitable world. Gandhi's philosophy of tolerance was based on the idea that all people are equal and should be treated with respect and dignity. He argued that it was important to recognize the inherent worth of all individuals, regardless of their race, religion, or beliefs. He believed that it was essential to create a society where everyone was free to express their beliefs and opinions without fear of discrimination or persecution. Main idea number 18. Self-reflection. Gandhi believed that self-reflection was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced self-reflection in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that self-reflection was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced self-reflection in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that self-reflection was a way to gain insight into one's own thoughts, feelings, and motivations. He believed that it was the only way to truly understand oneself and to make meaningful changes in one's life. He also believed that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us and to make meaningful changes in the world. Gandhi encouraged others to practice self-reflection in order to gain a better understanding of themselves and the world around them. He believed that it was the only way to truly understand the truth and to make meaningful changes in the world. He also believed that it was the only way to truly understand the power of love and to bring about lasting peace. Main idea number 19. Cooperation. Gandhi believed that cooperation was the foundation of all progress and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced cooperation in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that cooperation was the foundation of all progress and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He saw cooperation as the only way to achieve true independence and to bring about lasting peace. He practiced cooperation in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. He believed that cooperation was the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and communities, and that it was the only way to create a better world. Gandhi saw cooperation as a way to bridge the gap between people of different backgrounds and beliefs. He believed that cooperation was the only way to create a society that was based on mutual respect and understanding. He also believed that cooperation was the only way to create a society that was free from exploitation and oppression. Gandhi's philosophy of cooperation was based on the idea that everyone should be treated with respect and dignity. He believed that cooperation was the only way to create a society that was based on justice and equality. He also believed that cooperation was the only way to create a society that was free from poverty and suffering. Gandhi's philosophy of cooperation was based on the idea that everyone should be treated with respect and dignity. He believed that cooperation was the only way to create a society that was based on justice and equality. He also believed that cooperation was the only way to create a society that was free from poverty and suffering. He saw cooperation as the only way to bring about lasting peace and to create a better world for all. Main idea number 20. Faith. Gandhi believed that faith was the most powerful force in the universe and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that it was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced faith in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that faith was the most powerful force in the universe and that it was essential to living a meaningful life. He believed that faith was the only way to achieve true independence and that it was the only way to bring about lasting peace. He practiced faith in his own life and encouraged others to do the same. Gandhi believed that faith was the foundation of all morality and that it was the only way to truly understand the world around us. He believed that faith was the only way to find true happiness and that it was the only way to make a lasting impact on the world. He believed that faith was the only way to truly understand the divine and that it was the only way to truly understand ourselves. Gandhi believed that faith was the only way to truly understand the power of love and that it was the only way to truly understand the power of compassion. He believed that faith was the only way to truly understand the power of forgiveness and that it was the only way to truly understand the power of justice. He believed that faith was the only way to truly understand the power of truth and that it was the only way to truly understand the power of unity. Gandhi believed that faith was the only way to truly understand the power of hope and that it was the only way to truly understand the power of courage. He believed that faith was the only way to truly understand the power of faith and that it was the only way to truly understand the power of love. He believed that faith was the only way to truly understand the power of life and that it was the only way to truly understand the power of eternity.